on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 10th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today on my own to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 36 in the house, and we had a bit of an interesting day, to talk about. A lot of stuff going on. I haven't done one of these solo all season, but I am here. I'm going to talk to the chat. You can ask me questions as we go, but I'm just going to sit you down and tell you a story about yesterday on the feeds. So let's get into it here. As we know, Christmas is the HOH. This is the last full day of her HOH reign. The last full day that Bailey will likely see in the Big Brother 22 house. We are likely looking at Bailey leaving later tonight, in what will probably be a unanimous vote. And then we're going to get a new HOH. Maybe it'll be Endurance. We keep thinking it'll be Endurance, but we don't know because it keeps not happening. But we'll see. Bailey and Devon on the block, a lot of talk about what might happen if various people win HOH. So let's get into the day. We started the day with Christmas and Day. Christmas is going to apologize to Devon. She says that she still wants Day to stay. And Day says, I apologize as well. I shouldn't have raised my voice. They're trying to work this out. This is something that Nicole has really been pushing. Nicole really wants Christmas and Devon to reconcile so that they're not coming for each other, so that this women's thing can kind of work. Christmas also is going to talk to Danny, and let her know that she's back on board with the Women's Alliance. She does want Day to stay all the way until even like the final six. Like, hey, if one of these guys gets taken out at some point, you know, gets hit by a stray shot, then Day would be the one that I want to replace them, in the final six with the committee. Not that she would take the shot herself. Christmas would never betray the committee. But if one of them happens to go out by chance at some point, she's fine with that, and Day can be the replacement. It's a decently good day for Day today. A lot of people talking about wanting to keep her around. This is exactly what we thought was going to happen with Bailey, that once Devon left, that Bailey would really be in a good position to get far in the game. It just flipped around a little bit. Now that Bailey is leaving, Devon is becoming pretty well positioned to move forward in the game. So watch out for it. But also watch out for some of Day stuff. Christmas is going to talk with Kevin and let him know that she wants Day to stay. Kevin also wants Day to stay. He asks if their agreement still stands. This is the agreement that Kevin, Christmas, and Enzo made during Enzo's HOH when he put both of them on the block and they agreed to make some kind of alliance. They never really formalized it, but the agreement still stands, according to them, in this conversation. So she says, yes. Agreement stands. I would love to work with you still. And he says he just wanted to make sure the group is still good. She then goes on to explain the Tyler situation to him. She also explains the untouchable situation that, hey, Bay came to me and I did not say that Ian was my untouchable. He says, you did not say that? I was told that you said that. She says, no, I never said that Ian was my untouchable. To explain this a little bit, the conversation that happened between Bay and Christmas it did happen on Christmas's bed, and Christmas never actually, as far as I know, said that Ian was her untouchable. Bailey said that Devon was her untouchable. Christmas did not really have one, but Bailey speculated that Ian was her untouchable because he got the plus one in the safety suite. And then Bailey kind of, I think because of that assumption, because Christmas talked highly about Ian and talked about wanting to protect Ian, kind of maybe in her head got the idea that Ian was her untouchable, and then she might have said Ian was her untouchable. But Bailey, ever since being nominated, has been going around saying, well, she said that Ian is her untouchable. And because of that, people have been weirded out. Ian in particular has been weirded out. He's been like, what is an untouchable? First of all, why am I Christmases? Second of all, third, what am I doing in this game? So that's been going around. Christmas is now denying it to Kevin. She says, I never said that, because, again, as far as I know, she never actually did. But she has that conversation there with Kevin. We move on to Bailey and Enzo. Bailey is going to campaign to Enzo about, you know, staying, essentially. But it's, again, it's kind of a, it's kind of like a ceremonial campaign. It's kind of an obligatory, like, I am not quitting, but I want to leave because I want not. No, I don't want to leave, but I want Day to stay. So I'll campaign, but I'm not going to campaign that hard. So she talks to him. He says he wants her to stay. He says that the problem is Christmas wants you to go. Yo, that's it. That's it. They think that she's a better competitor, he says. That's kind of the problem, that that Bailey is a better competitor, that Devon has never won anything. So that's a problem. He says, hey, yo, if I win, I'm flipping this house upside down, yo. That's it. I'm not a dumb mother effer. I see who's comfortable. That's it. Come on, yo. She says that Danny and Nicole are set up really well. She says they are the nucleus. And he says, yeah, yes, that's exactly it, yo. That's it. He says, our people need to win shit, yo. That's what's going to happen. Bailey says that Day and David want to win stuff, but Kevin doesn't. Kevin's playing a floater game. It's no good. She says that she thinks Christmas has a power. That's what's been going around, that Christmas has a power. We've got to watch out for that. And she also says that I know that Tyler really likes you, but he has loyalty to, you know, Danny and Cody first. So watch out for that. And, you know, the only reason I only ratted Tyler out, by the way, not you, Enzo. You're good. You're good. Don't worry. He says, no, the Danny is the problem, yo. She was doing all that stuff. He is really trying to reinforce the idea that, not necessarily that Tyler is innocent, but that Tyler was telling the truth about Danny. He really wants to make sure that Day and Bay, you know, which means Day, doesn't link up with Danny after this, that he is the one that that they go to. This Day is, it's kind of like a war for Day's soul. You've got Enzo on one side, like, hey, yo, it's Danny, yo, she's the problem. Danny and Nicole, we gotta go for them, yo. And then on the other side, you've got like Danny, who's like, hey, come on, no, don't be so annoying. I like you, please work with me. It's all Tyler's fault. And then you've got Nicole, who's kind of just trying to back up Danny a little bit, like, Come on, Day. I gave you $5,000. Don't trust Tyler in Christmas. Don't do it. And so they're each trying to pick up Day. And I don't know who's going to win. I don't know who's going to win Day over. But Enzo is trying here. He says that, and again, he's talking to Bay right now, but he will be talking to Day with Bay a little bit later, and then also then Day. But you know, Convincing Bay is a good way to also convince Day. So this is part of what he's doing. Anyway, he says that Bailey says that, you know, Danny and Christmas are tight, and Danny is the one that was in her ear about her and Day. So Bailey seems to be a little bit more caught up to speed than she has been in the past. She does know that Danny is the reason she's on the block, but she's still under the assumption that Tyler is the reason Danny was after her in the first place, which is part of the problem. He says that he talks about how Ian is starting to rub people the wrong way. She says, good. Every time I walk into a room with Ian, he goes, he's so scared of me. She's done with it. Poor Ian is going to have quite a day here. She says that she has a perfect excuse to put up Nicole and Ian if she stays. And that's what she would want to do. Nicole and Ian there. She says that he has a perfect excuse to put up Nicole and Ian if he wins. That they are both champions and they're tightly linked. So it would be a good thing for him to do. Now, while this is happening, we're also getting a Danny and Nicole conversation. They talk about their targets. Nicole really wants Kevin out. Danny wants... Danny's talking about her long-term strategy with Nicole. She says, here's what I want. In no particular order, the next five people that I want to be evicted are David, Kevin, Tyler, Ian, and Christmas. Those are the people I want gone next. No particular order. I want the final six to be me, you, Nicole, Day, Memphis, Cody, and Enzo. That's my ideal final six. And Nicole says, yes, I agree with that. I like that final six. She says, and then, you know, hopefully Day can get out Tyler and Christmas for us because we can't do it, says Nicole. But Danny says, well, no, if we have a shot, we need to take it because they're so good. Tyler and Christmas, they're so good at competitions. If we have the shot, we need to take it. Nicole says, yeah, but only in a double. Only in a double would we want to do that. Danny's like, Danny says she's not telling anybody that she's going after Tyler. Only Nicole. She can't put that out there into the universe because nobody else knows that she's going for Tyler. She's been so careful about this. And Nicole says, let's be real, Danny. Neither of us really want to win this HOH. And Danny's like, yeah, but we have to at least beat those five that we talked about. Tyler, David, Ian, Kevin, Christmas. As long as those five are beaten, then we could drop at that point. The problem is that all of the people that we want to win are like bad at this. Bad at endurance wall kind of competitions. So they might have to try. She would love to throw it, though, if she can. If she would love for Cody to win. She would love to give it to Enzo. I don't think she'd like what Enzo would do. She'd love to give it to Day. She might not like what Day wants to do. She'd love to give it to Memphis. Any of those people. Any of the people in her final six. She would love to give it to them. It's just a matter of whether or not she will be able to. Danny talks about how last night she was so annoyed because she just wanted some space. Just wanted some space away from everyone alone. In the kitchen, some private time in the kitchen, in the most open space in the house. She really wanted some private time. And Ian came out in his underwear. She was so annoyed with him. And then Tyler came out later and she was so annoyed. I just want some private alone time in the kitchen, guys. Please. That's all I want. She talked about that. I bring it up because it's a little funny later. So Ian comes out. Then later Tyler comes out. She's very annoyed about it. Danny says that the one person that she won't put up in the final until the final three, like just her untouchable, I guess, would be Cody. Just Cody is the person she will never betray until the final three, where, of course, she'll choose Nicole over Cody. And she says, well, who's that person to you, Nicole? And Nicole says, well, it's not Ian after what he said to Kacer. It's not Christmas after what she did the other night. So I don't know. I don't know. AKA, not telling you. They talk about how Danny's like, yeah, Christmas was in the best spot in the house during that HOH competition. She wasn't chosen by anybody. And now she's completely screwed herself over. Like, she's completely blown up her own spot. This is terrible. They don't trust Christmas. They, like I said, they don't want Christmas in their final six anymore. She is fully out of their plans. Danny talks about, like, we'll pump her for information. We're not going to give her any. Mm-mm. None. Nicole's like, you gotta watch out for that, though. She might catch on. They say the final four that they would want is themselves with Day and Cody. So the final six includes Memphis and Enzo, but Memphis and Enzo would be 6 and 5 that they would have Nicole, Danny, Cody, and Day in the final four. They talk about maybe trying to bring Day to the final three, but they also talk about, you know, they're never going to betray Cody until the final three. So it's more just like, it would be cool if Day won in the final four, maybe. But otherwise, their final three is basically themselves with Cody. So Danny talks about how we also need to start winning competitions. You know, and they love Enzo, by the way. They say they love Enzo, but he's so good. Enzo, he's going to win a jury. You can't have him in the final four. But so Danny says, we need to start winning competitions if we want to win jury votes. But I also feel like I don't have to win competitions right now with my position in the game. But like these new school players, they only care about competitions. You know, win competitions and win a jury vote. I gotta figure out what I want to do by Thursday, because I'm still not sure if I want to win. And they say that the problem now is that, you know, there's somebody like Christmas who they say has no idea what's going on in the game, but she could win a bunch of competitions and then win the game in the end, which is dumb because she has no idea what's going on. The problem is that you can't convince a jury in 30 seconds that the person you're sitting next to had no idea what they were doing and that you did. So nowadays you just need to win comps. That's just it. So interesting conversation there. Back to the love room. Day has joined the Enzo and Bailey conversation, and they tell Day that, look, and as Enzo was just telling me, Christmas is pushing hard for me to go. So Day, you should be good. Day says, okay. Enzo, I love you. Will this stay between us? She says, yes. She says, okay. If I take a shot at your boy, will you be mad? He says, hey, yo, you got to do what you got to do, yo. That's it. Okay. She's talking about Cody, of course. She says that she knows he talks about Danny and Nicole a lot, but Cody's in the middle of that too. So just got to take a shot there. He says, for sure, yo, that's it. They agree that, look, you and HOH, you do what you want to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm in HOH, I do what I want to do. So he reiterates that, though, that those two girls, yo, they're good with everyone, yo. That's it. He says that, that they are sitting very pretty. So don't take your eye off of Danny and Nicole. He says, Christmas in Memphis, they are also with Nicole and Danny. For sure, yo. That's it. Enzo says, and listen, that stuff Tyler was saying about Danny, yo, that was true, yo. She was talking mad shit, yo. That's it. Bay says that Tyler was, she says, yeah, but Tyler's planting seeds with both sides. And Day says that she sees, Day says, listen to this. Listen to this, says Day. Last night, Danny sneakily went off to the kitchen. A little bit later, Ian sneakily goes off to the kitchen. A little bit later, Tyler secretly goes off to the kitchen. I see what they're doing. I see their secret little meeting there. I know exactly what's going on. that's why I brought it up earlier, because it's a little bit funny, right? So this is just what they do in the house all the time. Anyway, so Bay says that that Danny told her that Tyler was her number one objective. Remember, Danny, very careful about who she lets know she's going after Tyler. She's only told Nicole, and I guess also maybe Bailey here, because Bailey says Danny told her that Tyler was her number one objective. Enzo, though, says, I don't believe it, yo. And they agree. It's fake. She's not really gunning for Tyler. She's just trying to play it. Day says if she wins, she's breaking that up. She's not coming after Cody immediately because he's going through some stuff, but he's got to go too. He's got to go too. Day says that, that nobody's, here's the thing though. Nobody's going to give Cody the money at the end. Cause they talk about like, who would Cody choose to take to the end? And they feel like he'll take Nicole. No, he'll take Danny. Day says nobody's going to give him the money. Nobody likes how he's playing the game. Making too many alliances. Okay. I guess so. Day says that she says to Enzo, look, I'm tight with Kevin, but the real stuff is that you're all I got, Enzo. You're all I got. So Bailey leaves. Enzo says, look, yo, it's me, you, Kevin, David. That's it. Nobody else. We got nobody else. You can't trust those girls, yo. She says that if she wins, she wants to put up Tyler and Christmas. And then if one of them come down, she might throw up Danny. Enzo says, all right, yeah, that works, yo. He says he would do Danny and Nicole, and if one of them comes down, he'd throw up Ian. Day says that, again, he's all she's got left in the game. And she says, I will pick you. I will take you to the end in the final three, Enzo. That's what I can promise you. And he's like, yeah, yo, I will never put you up, yo. And she says, same. Absolutely. I got you. He's like, you just got to win some comps, yo. That's it. So not quite a final two, but they're very, very strongly agreeing to work together here. Enzo talking about going after Danny and Nicole very openly with Day, which is a bit risky here. But he's working very hard to try to prevent her from linking up with Danny and Nicole. Again, he's trying to pull Day over to his side. A little bit later in the day, we're going to get Nicole pulling in the opposite direction. I still don't know which side is going to win, to be honest. I can tell you that I don't think Day is trying to win the HOH, though, because I think she feels covered. But we do get a conversation between Nicole and Ian. They confirm that they want Day to stay. He asks her, look, Nicole, if I win HOH, will you tell me who to nominate? She's, what? Will you tell me what to do if I win HOH? She's like, tell you, I mean, like, I'll give input. You know, I'll be fine with whatever you want to do, Ian. I'll help. It's like, I would want input. That's all. I feel like I need to win. The day before, he was told by David that people think he's throwing competitions. He's really starting to feel like he needs to start winning things. He feels like he wants to win this one. Now, what he would do with this HOH, I still can't say for sure. But he wants to win it, I think. Bay and Day have a conversation. Bay, after her conversation with Enzo, the both of their conversations with Enzo, they definitely feel like it's a done deal. Bay is going to go home. She says, my only hope would be to go to Tyler, and I'm just not willing to put myself in a position to look like a fool again. I'm just not going to do it. So that's it. I'm going to be going home. So Day then goes and talks to Tyler. She says, look, my heart is heavy for the situation with you and Bay. It is eating at me. And I need to know that I need you to know that she wants to make it right with you. She just doesn't know if you believe that she wants to make it right with you. And he says, I want to believe it. I thought that she was. I mean, I think that she is. I want to believe it. I feel like I've done everything I could. I wanted to leave the house so that she could stay, and I feel like it wasn't enough. And she says that, did you have a change of heart? Because the way it looked, we were just like, what happened? And he says, well, it was Christmas's decision and she didn't want to do it. I still feel the same way. But Christmas said no. And he says, look, I've wanted to be good with her for 2 years. And I feel like it's just not happening. Now, we know from the episode what happened right now that Tyler was told by Christmas that Bay wants his head on a platter, and he kind of felt like he reached out a hand and it was slapped down. And so that's why I think he's saying these things like, oh, I tried. I keep trying. It's not happening. And so Bay says that, Day says that she wants him to talk to Bay, and that, she wants them to have that conversation. So, in the meantime, Christmas and Memphis are going to talk a bit. They bond over what it's like to be injured in the Big Brother house. They talk a little bit about who they would target. They talk a little bit about a possible double eviction and what the strategy would be. Christmas is very set on, she's still in Paul break the game mode, where, okay, this is what we do in a double eviction. There are rules. The first person you put up is your target. The second person you put up is your backup target if the first one wins veto. The third person you put up if somebody comes down is just a pawn, not going home. That's if you're not able to communicate with your alliance, that's the strategy. So they talk about that a little bit. They talk about Ian. They talk about some other things. Their relationship is continuing to develop. Memphis is talking more and more with people in general, but Christmas is one of the people he talks to the most. So after the conversation with Tyler, Day goes and talks to Bay, and she explains that, look, and this was interesting because this was before the episode. She says, when I talked to Christmas, I told her that you wanted Tyler's head on a platter. I did it because I thought that I didn't realize how tight Christmas and Tyler were. And I didn't think that she would say anything to Tyler. I thought that it was going to, I said it for her benefit, but I think that she may have relayed that to Tyler. And I think that's why he hesitated. And that's why it didn't happen, this whole thing. I got that sense when I talked to him just now that he was feeling very guilty and that he was feeling like he wanted to do this, but now he feels like the offer was rejected. And I feel like it might've been what I said. I feel kind of responsible for this. So I went to Tyler and I told him that you love him. And I know you wanted to stay away from the loving him stuff, but I just can't have it on my conscience that I might have been the cause of this relationship deteriorating again. She says, when I talked to Tyler, I told him about what I'm telling you. And she might have. There were lots of cuts in that conversation, and it seemed to have an impact. His face got red, like he might have realized that he made a mistake, because of this miscommunication. And she says, "I know this might hurt my game, but I'm just tired of you minimizing what you sacrificed to be here, Bailey. So you talk to him and you campaign and you fight, because you know, I can't be the cause of this." So you know what too, Bailey, you're not gonna like this. Bailey's like, "Oh, screw you." "So you're not gonna like this. You've also got to talk to Christmas." She's like, "Oh." It's like, "You have to. You have to." She's telling people to vote for me, so you've got to talk to Christmas. She's giving her campaign advice. She knows that it's not good for her game, but she feels like she screwed this up, and she feels guilty, and she doesn't want to let Bailey give it up for her. So that was their conversation there. Cody talks to Danny. And Danny talks to him about her ideal final five, meaning the final six that she talked about minus Memphis. She says final five would be core four plus Devon. That would be her ideal final five for Danny. Cody says, "Okay. I mean, that's an easy transition to the final four, but, you know, I can't even picture that right now. Can't even, it's so far away. Can't even picture it." He's not into this. He doesn't love this final five. But he keeps going back and forth about targeting Ian. He's like, I keep going back and forth. I keep thinking, like, this kid's dangerous, but like, is he coming after us? I don't think so. And Danny's like, no, he is dangerous. He is coming for us. You cannot trust him. This is what he did in his season. He will take pleasure betraying us. He has been throwing competitions. He's going to start winning soon. We need to take him out soon. Cody is like, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Bay is going to go and talk to Tyler after being prompted by Day. And they have a conversation. Bailey says, "Look, we've just gone in circles. And when I was told stuff by Danny, I felt like I was done. I was done with this, and I feel done with this. There's nothing more that we can say here." And Tyler says, I agree. When we're in this game, we can't trust each other 100% when we're talking. So it's just gonna have to be outside of this house, because we keep trying and then we keep not trusting each other, which makes us not want to try. And it's never gonna work until we're outside. I don't even want to get into it, but just so you know, Danny was probably just trying to cover herself. She probably was lying about some things. And she says, "Yeah, I just want to go home and maybe I'll be pleasantly surprised." And he says, you will be, "There will be receipts, Bay. There will be negative receipts and there will be positive ones. And yes, I fed into some things that people would expect from me in our relationship. That's what we talked about early in the game, that we would pretend to still have beef from our original season. But I promise you, every time that happened, I told you about the people that were doing it. And I told you about the people that were coming for you. I was being honest with you." He says that, "So what do you want me to do with the vote here? Because you told me before that you wanted me to vote for Day to stay." And she says, I do want you to keep Day. It's pointless anyway. There's no use in just having one vote for me, whatever. The votes aren't there. It's just not going to happen. So just vote for Day to stay." She says, he says, "Well, where do you think the votes are?" She says, "Well, Day has Danny and Nicole for sure. She's got Ian. Memphis is with Christmas, and Cody will vote with the girls. So that right away, it's this there. That's where it is. The votes just aren't there for me. They go on to talk about their life outside the house and the things that they've gone through. And they talk about trying to squash things on the outside once, you know, everything is over. So, you know, they're doing their best. You can tell, or at least I could tell, Bay is like, neither of them are fully in this conversation. You can read Bay when it's what Tyler talked about when she's being overly friendly, she's being fake. She's not into this. And you can read Tyler that, Tyler is, you know, he's kind of doing his, like, I don't know what I would call it. Like, overly taking responsibility thing. That makes sense. But I do think they both want it to be over is the main thing here. That's the genuine part of this. They both want this to just be done with. The problem is that they neither of them trust the other one to leave it alone. I hope that they can both get what they want outside of the house. I don't know if they will, but you know, they're trying here. Day talks to the cameras. She says, look, I was genuine in my conversation with Bailey. I don't want anything I said to have sent Bailey home or to have ruined her relationship. So I just had to have that conversation with Tyler. She says, now I'm about to go talk to Nicole. And this is about to be either really good for my game or really bad for my game. I don't know which it's going to be. So she says that she goes to Nicole, or, you know, they come up to the have not room. Nicole says that she told Christmas to apologize because she doesn't want them coming after each other, but they don't trust Christmas anymore. They're not going to be working with Christmas. They just want to like calm that down and move away from Christmas. That's, it's no good. Day talks about how Day says, look, this is where I think the alliances stand, right? Now, feed's cut for this, but Nicole is going to relay what Day said to Cody later, so we know what Day said. Day says, or at least we know what Nicole said, Day said, but I have no reason to not believe her. Day says, this is where I see the house and where it stands. I think you, Ian, Cody, Danny, and Tyler are working together. And I want in. I want to be a part of it. And Nicole says, there are people in that group that you just mentioned that I don't really trust. It's not really like a full thing here. So look, what I would want is you, me, and Danny to form something and maybe bring in like one guy. Cause look, we're not great at competitions. We need a little bit of competitions. Maybe one guy, you know, and if his name rhymed with, you know, Toady, then that might work out for us. That she's obviously referring to Cody. But Day is like, okay, that's great. Nicole says the three of us should be in the final three together. How amazing would that be? The, you know, me, you, and Danny in the final three together. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? They also talk about how Christmas, I think Christmas is working with Tyler. Nicole says, I absolutely think Christmas. I've not said this to anybody, but I have noticed some things. I have noticed some things about Christmas and Tyler. Some little things here and there, just the way that they talk to each other, who she decided to like give her extra drinks to, the way that she talks about him. I think there's something there, says Nicole. Plus, Tyler, he likes strong females. he worked with Casey. It would be very smart for them to link up in that way. I think there's something there. Detective Nicole back on the case. So there it is. Like I said, Enzo trying to pull Day in one direction, Nicole now pulling pretty strongly in another direction. I don't think that Day is going to pick a side here quite yet. I think, like I said, that she feels kind of comfortable not winning because she feels kind of covered on both sides and she doesn't know exactly which direction she wants to go. But I think she likes and trusts both Nicole and Enzo. So, could be interesting to see where this goes. So Nicole is going to briefly talk to Christmas after this, and they talk about like getting the four women back together because now Christmas is, you know, getting back in the things and all of that. But you know, this is all fake. Danny is going to then talk to Day briefly in the storage room, and she says, hey, Day, I just thought of something. You remember that David thing? Day's like, don't even. She's like, the David thing? It was Tyler. It was all Tyler. 100%. Tyler told David that you were campaigning against him. That's what happened. It wasn't Cody at all. Cody had nothing to do with it at all, ever, in any way. It was all Tyler. And Day's like, are you messing with me? Like, why are you telling me this now? She's like, I just realized it today. I just was thinking about it. I was talking to Cody and I just like, it was definitely Tyler. And she's like, how do you know that? I just know it was definitely Tyler. And Day's like, I believe it. Thank you for telling me. I don't know if she believes it. I tried to catch her talking about this later, but she didn't end up talking about it later. At least not that I saw. So, not entirely sure what will come of this, but this was very, you know, you've got Enzo on one side, like, you know, pulling, you've got Nicole on the other side pulling. And then you've got Danny, who's just like, Hey, Day, over here. Like just so much sloppier than the other two. Danny is going to go and talk to Nicole. She says that, cause she has a conversation with, like I said, she had that conversation with Cody earlier, and she says to Nicole, Hey, Nicole, I was talking to Cody earlier and I got his head spinning about Tyler. I did so well. I'm on the way to convincing him. Nicole's like, okay, great. Well, I talked to Day and they want to get this, you know, four girl band back together. So we're going to do that. We're going to keep Christmas on the outskirts, but we're going to try and make this thing work again for, you know, fakely. Nicole says that, oh yeah. And Ian told me that he wants me to tell him what to do when he wins HOH. And Danny's like, well, are you serious? That is so sketchy. That is like the sketchiest thing that he could say. That's a blatant lie. Nicole is concerned that Bailey is going to blow up their alliance with Ian in her eviction speech because Ian told Bailey about the alliance. Danny says, no. She's going to blow up Christmas and Tyler. And Danny says, I think tomorrow could be very frightening. Danny talks about how they need to break up. Here's the thing. We need to break up Kevin, David, and Day. She says that they need to be broken up. Danny's back in action here with Danny being Danny here. Bay is going to talk to Christmas. Christmas is going to apologize. She says, I'm sorry. I put you up. Sorry about what happened. I did not mean to do these things. They squash it. It's everything's fine. Day is going to talk to Christmas. And Day says, hey, look, it's not a coincidence that the four of us are going to be the four that started together. Think about it. Christmas agrees. She apologizes again. And she says that, look, I apologize to Bay. Bay apologized to me. I was like, yeah. Did I hear Bay apologize to you? I don't think I did. But okay. And she says, Day, if you won HOH, am I okay? And Day's like, yeah. Yeah, you're good. Don't worry about it. So, Nicole's going to go talk to Cody. And she's a little bit upset. She wishes that she could comfort him more with what happened with his grandpa. But they're trying to be distant. And so she can't. And she feels bad. And she wants him to know that she cares and that she's there to support him. And she gets emotional about it. And Cody says, no, believe me, I get it. I went through the exact same thing with Derek on our season because this was happening to him and we were trying to stay distant. So I completely get it. They talk about how they really think that Enzo has a power. They really think he does. Because he said something along the line, he said something that like indicated that he probably had one, because he said something about like walking around to make it seem like he was still searching, and they're like, he slipped up, he's got a power. He doesn't have a power, but that's fine. He says, Cody says, Danny was talking to me earlier. She keeps trying to plant seeds about Tyler. And like, I just want to say, like, I don't care about Tyler. Like, I don't want to tell her that because I don't want her to know that I don't care about Tyler. But like, if Tyler needs to go, Tyler needs to go, which is crazy for me to say, but that's where it is. Like, if Tyler goes up, I'll vote him out. I'm just not going to tell Danny that because I can't have that floating around. So he says it's just a matter of time of like, it's just a matter of finding the right time to do these things. And I don't know if next week is the right time. It's definitely not for me. I think that Kevin needs to go. And Nicole agrees, because they both think that Kevin has a power. They both feel very confident that Kevin has a power. So Nicole says, Day told me that me, you, Danny, Ian, and Tyler have some kind of group that she wants to join. And Cody says, well, there's no reason for us to go after Day. And Nicole says, yes, she's trying to work with me. So like, we're good with her. They talk about how neither of them really want to win HOH, because whoever wins this one won't be able to play in a potential double next week. So they're kind of thinking they want to throw this one. This is, Nicole has been hinting at this in a lot of her conversations. So Nicole says, well, so we're fine moving together into the final two as a final two. He's like, are you kidding me? She says, like, final three, you, me, Danny, you take me? He says, absolutely. 100%. Like, did you see what I did in my first season? Like, I would absolutely take you, Nicole. She's like, even though like Danny would be mad. She's like, he's like, did you see what I did to Hayden? So I cut Hayden. I took Derek. Cut Hayden earlier in the game. I took Derek in the end. It's what I would do for you. She says that, she says, by the way, Christmas won't let anybody touch Tyler. The feed's cut. We don't get more of this conversation, but she's trying to spread this Christmas Tyler thing to Cody now. Enzo is going to go and talk to David for a little bit. They talk about flipping the house. They think they talk about Danny and Christmas getting really close. And Enzo mentions that he feels like there might be a girls alliance happening. Yo, a little bit. So just something to note again, David and Enzo have been bonding this week over wanting Bailey to stay. And now they are talking more game in general. Enzo is trying again to keep David focused on Danny. Danny, Christmas, hey, don't let the girls work with them. Doesn't want them to go in that direction. He wants them to go in his direction. So speaking of Ian having a bad day, as I tried to tip the hat to earlier, this has been floating around that people have not been kind to Ian behind his back, especially that Memphis and Danny in particular seem to be the primary movers of this sort of movement, that they are saying very cruel things about Ian behind his back. They're making fun of him. I think that it is not very nice. I wish they would stop doing this. I think that, it's pretty simple. Being very mean. Honestly, I don't really want to like go into too much detail about what they're saying because, I don't think that's what like Ian would want, but like they're being mean. They're being mean to Ian. It's not cool. Ian's a nice guy. He doesn't deserve to be made fun of. And I think it speaks ill of their character that, that they're doing this. So, it's not good. It's not nice. And it's also not nice that, nobody's stepping up for them, especially Nicole, you know, who's laughing at the jokes, not really participating, but she's laughing at them. It's not nice, but it is primarily Danny and Memphis who are leading this charge. So Kevin is going to talk to Day. Kevin says that he talked to Christmas and Christmas denied that Ian was her untouchable. So she's lying. Right? Because that's what Bay said, right? And Day's like, yes, Bay said that Christmas said that Ian was her untouchable. Now, remember, I don't think Christmas actually said this, but now that she's denying it, Kevin thinks that she's lying to him. Interesting. Day says, my plan is that I want to go after people with powers. I think Christmas has one. I think Tyler has one. So I want to put Christmas and Tyler up on the block. Now the problem is that people want to put you on the block, Kevin. I think people might be after you, because they think that you have a power. And Kevin's like, ah, no. Why do they think I have a power? You know what? This is actually my fault. Kevin says, I stood next to the podium thing the whole time because, not the whole time, but he said, I kept standing next to the podium thing because I wanted people to think I had a power because I wanted them to be scared to come after me. Oh, that's why people think Kevin has a power. Oh, that was dumb, Kevin. Don't do that. Now people want to target you because they think you have a power. So that explained a little bit of what's going on there. Day says that because Kevin still believes that Tyler was faking even wanting to quit, right? Day says, no, Kevin, he was not faking it. He genuinely wanted to quit. That was a genuine offer. I think that he just that it was just turned around. And he says, well, maybe he just knew that Christmas wouldn't do it. She says, I guess that's possible. But I do think he wanted out. Now, it should be worth mentioning a few times yesterday as well. People talked about, and this was queued up in the episode last night, Tyler's weight loss has been a topic of conversation in the house for a little while now, but it's really started to pick up steam. He's seen a doctor a few different times, that there's some serious problems physically happening with Tyler. They cut the feeds every time they mention it, like, oh, Tyler had to see the doctor again today. It's that like So again, like, this is something that Day is kind of referring to, like, no, he wants out. He wants out. He's struggling in here. So they talk about that. She asks Kevin, you think Tyler and Christmas are working together? He says, here's what I think. He says, I think there's a super alliance in this house and we're the only ones that aren't in it. Us and David. You, me, David, the only people not in this alliance. This is real close, Kevin. It's not one big alliance, but it is a power structure. And you three are the only ones not in it. That's true. And then he says, but I think Enzo knows he's at the bottom and wants to do something about it. It's like, oh, okay. I mean, it's a right read that Enzo's going to attack the power structure. So it's a little off, but it's close enough, right? Close enough-ish. Day, though, disagrees. Day says, nah. Day says, I think Christmas may have been in it. But after the other day, she showed herself. They want to beep, beep, beep. He says, okay, I don't know if I believe that. You think they care about that? She's like, positive. He talks to her. He kind of talks her around to, like, I don't know if Christmas and Tyler is the right move, because what if Cody wins the veto and takes Tyler down? She's like, oh, that's a good point. Maybe Cody and Christmas. He says, well, what if Tyler wins the veto and takes Cody down? She's like, oh, that's a good point. Maybe it has to be Cody and Tyler. Maybe it does. So now she's considering Cody and Tyler as nominations. Kevin mentions that he might do something like Nicole and Cody. But Day says, I don't know about that. So he says, maybe Danny and Cody or Tyler and Cody. I was like, no, you actually, I think, had the right call on the first one. Nicole and Cody is the only way Cody goes home. Danny and Cody would stay, I think. Tyler and Cody would stay. So, Nicole and Cody, though. But he says, look, Day, you need to come around on this David thing. We need to work together because we're on the outs. We need to be able to come together and work together. And she says, are you kidding me? F him. F him. I hate him. He sucks. Do you know what he said to me yesterday? Kevin, do you know what he said to me? He said, Hey, I'm campaigning to Tyler to keep Bailey, but don't be mad. It's just a test. It's just a test to see if Tyler runs back to the group to tell them about what I'm doing so that they try to cause friction between us. It's a test, Day. So let's pretend to be mad at each other, but in reality, you just know it's a test. Excuse me? You are playing with my life in the game and it's a test? Come on, David. F him. Just tell me you're campaigning against me. That's all you need to. I was like, that's what I said yesterday, Day. You're spot on there. Just tell me you're campaigning against me. Say that you're sorry. Say that you feel closer to Bay. and Kevin's just like, Day, I get it. Believe me, I get it. But we don't have anybody else. He's loyal to us. We need to use him in this game. We need to work with him. And he says, look, here's the problem. Can we really even blame him for this, Day? He's a soldier. He needs orders. He needs people to tell him what to do. And we have not told him what to do. He's floating out there on his own. He doesn't know what he's doing. So we need to pull him in and start telling him what to do so that he's working for us instead of being this crazy wild card. He needs a lieutenant. Dave's like, I don't know. It's like, okay. Well, here's the thing. I think that there are cracks in this big alliance. I think that there are cracks. I think Ian is a crack. I think if we can convince Ian to have doubt in this alliance, then Ian might take a shot at them, or they'll just see that Ian's doubting them and they'll take a shot at Ian. And either way, that's a crack that we can exploit. And she says, well, believe me, I think there are cracks. I think there's cracks between Tyler and Danny. I think Tyler and Danny gun for each other now. He's like, what? He's like, you don't know this? Did I not tell you this? It's like, what do you mean? She explains the whole story about Danny and her comparing notes on Tyler. Tyler wanting to quit because of Danny, saying that he was telling the truth about Danny, and Danny saying that he was lying about her, and how they want to go after each other now. And Kevin's like, wow, like nobody explained this, the whole thing, to me before. He's like, now that you've told me this, I'm actually inclined to believe Tyler on this one. I think Danny really was doing those things. And Day's like, yeah. It's like, yeah, because she was acting real suspicious like a couple weeks ago. This is like, give Kevin actual information and he can read things right. The problem is that he never gets real information. nobody tells him anything. Day is going to go talk to Bay, and she wants to talk about David. She says, look, Kevin keeps telling me that I have to work with David, but I can't. I can't work with this guy. He sucks. And Bay says, look, I agree. You can't trust David. I agree. But you gotta kind of work with him, right? Like, look, you shouldn't take your first shot at David. You will eventually have to, because he will come for you. I'm like, Bay, what are you doing? Why are you feeding into this? She says that, this really confused me. The reason that Bay doesn't trust David, I didn't quite fully comprehend what was happening here in this conversation, but she said, has he talked to you about his beliefs? And Day says, from what he told me, he believes in mushrooms, which was very funny. But Bay says, no, he says, you know what he calls it? He's secular humanism. What he says, which is one step away from atheism. So let's just say he's a con game. It's not a thing for him. Self-inflicted. I wish I knew what this meant. But so she says, so your thoughts are accurate about David. But in this game, use. But they don't trust David. They don't trust in his beliefs, I guess. Or at least Bay doesn't. So Day is like, oh, here's the thing. She said Kanye? I couldn't tell what she was saying. That's the thing. I was like, con game? Is she said con game? What does that even mean? She's Kanye? Is Kanye a secular humanist? I don't know. We don't need to get into this. So let's just say he's a Kanye. What does that mean? All right. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what this is. Apparently being a secular humanist is bad news, which is news to me. But anyway, Day says, look, my thought is that I didn't need to win HOH. But now if David wins, like, is he going to take a shot at me? And Bay's like, nah, it's not going to happen yet. And Bay's like, I don't know. Bay says, well, he'll take a shot eventually, but not now. And Day says, I don't know if I believe it. So just to clear this up, guys, Devon feels good with the whole house now because she's got people fighting over her and she feels like she doesn't need to win and take a side right now. I think that's why she's been saying she'll nominate like Cody Tyler, Christmas Tyler, whatever. I don't think she actually plans on winning. The one person she's worried about that she might want to win over is David. She's worried about David winning. And so if David is going to be in the competition, she needs to make sure she beats David. Then she probably will be able to throw the competition. And people say this all the time. She might not actually want to win, or she might not actually throw it. She might try to win once she's in it. But I do believe we have gotten confirmation that it will be endurance tonight. So here's what I'll say about that. I think David will not do particularly well in an endurance competition, which means that if Day really does want to throw it after David loses, she should have ample opportunity. But she really doesn't like David. Anyway, last real conversation of the night here was between Tyler and Ian, who were able to check in, which I thought was very interesting. Tyler says to Ian that he's not sure where he stands with everyone after being so checked out in the game. He feels like he kind of screwed up his position, which, yeah, you did. But Ian says, well, you're good with me. Insurance policy, right? Now, just to remind you, last Thursday, they made an alliance called the insurance policy. It's a two-person alliance with Tyler and Ian. They're both going to need this insurance policy now. At the time, Tyler didn't need it. It was just an insurance policy. Ian kind of did. Now, they both need their insurance policy. They're going to be filing a claim pretty soon. So they talk about wanting to win comps and how that they just need to start proving themselves and winning things. And they'll watch out for each other here. So that was the Tyler Ian conversation, and that was the day we got through it all. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this solo edition of an update. Lots of interesting stuff happening yesterday, lots of little pieces moving around the board, and talk about what people are going to be doing moving forward in the game and in the week. So I wanted to make sure we got a lot of detail in there. If you guys have any lingering questions, please let me know, but we will start to wrap up here. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. I will be back later today on Twitch. If you liked me solo, I do this all the time on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I'm going to be talking about the Stockwatch and my predictions for next week and who might be a good buy this week and all of that stuff. So come check me out there on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. And then later tonight, of course, we will have a recap of the eviction episode. Like I said, there will be endurance tonight. Is the word. So the feeds will be on for it. I will probably, if the competition is still running, go live after the endurance competition, or sorry, after the podcast for the endurance competition again, if it's still running, which it probably won't be, but who knows. And then I might also go live during the episode. If you guys want to hang out with me and watch the episode together, we can do that on Twitch. So make sure you find me there. Interesting competition tonight. If it's going to be endurance, if it's going to be a wall, I think Nicole doesn't really want to win. I think Day doesn't really want to win. I think Danny kind of wants to, kind of doesn't. So I think that a lot of the main contenders for a wall aren't super dedicated to winning at this moment, which would be a little bit interesting here. Christopher wants to know, how is Cody doing regarding his grandfather? He's doing all right. He's pushing through. He's pretty much back to himself today. So, you know, it's obviously a tough thing, and he's definitely not a guy that likes to sort of like be down. He just wants everything to be sort of be back to normal. And so, that's kind of where he's at. I genuinely don't know what Ian would do if he won HOH. I really don't. Last week he talked a lot about wanting to go after Cody. I don't have a ton of reason to believe that he has changed his mind there, but I think he also knows that he doesn't really have anywhere else to go. So I really don't know what he would do. I really don't. My inclination is that he would try to target Cody in some way. I don't know if he would initially put him up, but he might try and backdoor him. I don't know. Nicole's next target is Kevin. Kevin is her next target. Or at least it was, you know, yesterday. I know that she's having a conversation with Cody right now. But she was talking Kevin a lot. She has been talking Kevin a lot. Is anybody targeting Enzo? No. Enzo is super clean at the moment. Conan thinks Ian would do Memphis and Cody. It's possible. Will Nicole find out that Enzo is after her? Definitely possible, because Day knows about it. And Day has already talked to Kevin a little bit about it. And Day and Kevin, neither of them hold information very well. So that could very easily get out. Enzo could get Tylered here. And that could be a rough spot for him. Day and Enzo mentioned that no one would vote for a previous winner in the final two. Were they being honest? Enzo, I think, feels that way. Day, I think, also feels a little bit that way. Yes, she was talking to Kevin about how she was like, nobody's going to vote for a previous winner. And Kevin disagreed. He said, no, they'll vote for a previous winner. But Day and Enzo both mentioned it. Day also, though, talked about not voting for Cody because of the way he's playing the game. So, you know, there's only so many people you can't vote for before you have to vote for someone. Let's see here. How can Day use the information that Nicole is okay with Cody being targeted later on? I don't think that's real information. So I think if she tried to use it, it would backfire is the problem. I am wearing a Parasite shirt. Yes. Parasite. Love that movie. thank you for noticing. If you are not seeing my shirt, it means you're listening to this podcast instead of watching it, which is a perfectly fine decision to make, but you are missing out on some cool Parasite shirts. So there you go. There you go. That's what we have for you today. Thank you guys so much for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find me on Twitch again, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I appreciated your company, and I'll see you next time.